You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Training camp is underway, and if you've been to DenverBroncos.com, you've seen plenty of content the last few days. Thousands of fans on the hillside. It's off to a good start so far, and that's where we start this weekend's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on the practice field at DenverBroncos.com. And let's go to a question from at Jamie and Connie via Twitter, who asks, do you look at this season as make or break for Cody Latimer? Before the season, I think you got to look at camp. I think this camp is make or break for Cody Latimer. He's in a fight for a roster spot. He's in a fight for the number three receiver position. You know, he's in the mix. Benny Fowler, who had a good season last year, he's also in there. Jordan Norwood and the hard-charging Jordan Sunshine Taylor. He made his impression on Friday with that spectacular one-handed catch and has made other catches during training camp. So, you know, before Cody Latimer can worry about this season, he needs to worry about making sure he's on the roster and has a role. It's, you know, wide receiver may well be the deepest position on the Broncos, and so Latimer's got to make an impression in training camp. Now, it helps him that he's got a big role on special teams, as does Benny Fowler, and as could Jordan Norwood if he wins the returner spots. But he still has to do a bit more, and he's got to make some plays out here. Otherwise, you know, who knows what's going to happen. The Broncos with receiver depth, you know, maybe there might not be room for Cody Latimer to have a role as a number three receiver. It's going to be a tough camp for him. He's got the ability, but before he worries about the season, he's got to worry about training camp and establishing his role right now. Second question this week is from Caleb Chisholm, who asks, can Adam Gotsis be a starter in the beginning of the season if he does well in training camp, or does he need a year or two as a backup before he can start? Certainly Adam Gotsis can start this year. He got his first team period repetitions on Saturday, made a pretty good impression. Again, he's coming off the knee injury that we all know about, so it's going to take some time for him to get fully up to speed, but good to see him out there. And if you look at what they're doing in walkthrough periods at the end of practice, you're seeing Adam Gotsis, you know, actually rotate in there with the first team from time to time alongside guys like Vance Walker and Derek Wolfe. And you're seeing him also work on the nose as well as at both defensive end spots. So the fact that he can project to all three defensive line spots based on the situation and what he can do, and the fact that he's out there seeing some first team looks in the walkthroughs, that tells you what they think, and that tells you that Adam Gotsis may well be in a position to start as a rookie. You know, he's going to get better. It's going to take some time. There's definitely a learning curve for him. But his athleticism and his ability to just attack off the snap, I think, serves him well for an immediate role in this defense. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag after the first full week of training camp, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. And please use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question for this here mailbag. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.